Yes, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. It is time now to head out to the NFC East and find out what in the world is going on with the Washington Redskins, who currently stand at 1-5, and they are off to another tumultuous start and are going to host the Titans on Sunday. It is a true pleasure to welcome in and introduce Rick Snyder. He's a regular beat writer, a columnist with the Washington Post Express, very talented in our business. He is also the author of 100 Things Redskin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And he is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. Stuart Cadillac, real people, real value, real simple. Hello, Rick. How are you on this Friday night?
Doing great. I wish I was rich enough for a Cadillac. That would be sweet.
Hey, they are sweet. And I have got a ton of questions surrounding the Washington Redskins. Who in the world is to blame? I mean, they are 1-5. Is this all about waiting for the return of RG3?
Well, that's all it's left to do is wait for the return of RG3. I mean, the season's shot. They're not an awful team, but they have weaknesses, and they play a tough schedule. I think things are going to get a little easier, and they'll start doing a little better. Obviously, Kirk Cousins wasn't the answer, which I knew, but was finally proven on the big stage. And, you know, they've just got pieces missing. If people ask me all the time, why can't this team win after 20 years of this? And the bottom line really is everybody has changed except the owner, and the fault lies at the owner for not picking a general manager. He's never had one. He's had cronies that just were awful. They got to get somebody in here to do that.
What is the most immediate area that, in your mind, that they've got to address?
Well, I think the quarterbacking really still is. And Roberts, you know, could be back, and it's hard to say, but, I mean, the most likely one is after their November 9th bye. I think that's when he'll probably come back, but maybe earlier. You know, they played 3 games before then, because Kirk is just not playing very well at all. A lot of interceptions, and you're not going to go anywhere with that. I mean, defensively, it's just about across the board. They have no pass rush, and that's terrible because they have no pass defense, so they can't cheat. You know, it's kind of funny that Gruden talks about we're going to try and change things up and see what we can do to get some help. Well, the cavalry's not coming. There's nobody you can sign that's going to help you. And you can't promote your reserves, because why are they reserves? There's a reason. You just have to bear through it. And hopefully they can keep staying competitive and not collapse like last year. They just gave up and lost 9 straight.
Now, of course, Rick, I mean, tough times, obviously, for the Redskin fans. You've got 3 consecutive double-digit losses. Are you surprised that head coach Jay Gruden, I mean, I know that he's inexperienced, it's his first year as a head coach, but I thought he brought in a really solid resume. Are you surprised that he's not had more of an impact?
Well, I think he's doing fine. I like him for the reason that he is a football coach. He's not the general manager, he's not the vice president, not anything else, but a football coach.
Okay.
And sometimes he's a little too candid. You know, which can only burn you in today's media, being honest with people. So that's why people look at him a little more. But pretty decent play caller. The challenge will be when Robert comes back, can he adjust the offense more to Robert? It looked like he was going to, and then Robert got hurt. Defensively, I think Hazlitt, their coordinator, will probably be let go at the end of the year. But they're playing with spare parts on a lot of levels. They lost some good players, and that doesn't help any. But I don't have any second-guessing yet on Jay Gruden.
Okay, you're listening to the voice of Rick Snyder. He's a columnist with the Washington Post Express. Of course, we're going to talk about his new book that he's just released here in a moment. It is titled 100 Things Redskin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Rick is joining us on the Stuart Cadillac guest line. And I know Redskin fans, all of us, are very anxious for the return of RG3. But talk to me some more about how disappointing it is in terms of Kirk Cousins, because I thought he kind of teased us a bit. What was it in week 2? And then, what, is he leading the NFL right now in interceptions? He's got 8.
Yeah, now week 2 is a perfect example of what Kirk is. He is a great reliever, and I think he'll stay in the NFL for a long time. His value is he can study and prepare for you, and as a reliever, the other team's not prepared for him. So he has the advantage. He's a smart guy, and he can beat you in the short term. But the more you see him, the more you figure out the problems he has, and the more he can become frustrated in time and throw the picks, which is really what happens a lot late in games. He's smarter than this. It really surprises me he keeps doing this. It reminds me a bit of Rex Grossman, who's been here a few years. You know, knows better. I'm not surprised at all that he's not a starter. He just isn't. But I think he can be a great reliever around the league, much like Gus Frat did for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. You know, talking about Kirk Cousins, I mean, you just have to wonder, I mean, what the issue really is, because he does know the offense, but just why are there so many mistakes?
He's taking too long reading some things, and that's a little surprising too, because he and Robert are both very smart quarterbacks. They usually see things. But Kirk has taken an extra second or so to recognize people in the patterns, and it's cost him interceptions and mistakes. And that is surprising, but I think that's really the bottom line, is he's having, you know, defenses are starting to confuse him the more they know that they've seen him play, and everybody's now seen the tape, which they hadn't early in his career. They've all seen it now. And so they wear him down, and then he gets frustrated and tries to force things, and there goes the turnovers. And defenses know that, and that's why they capitalize on them late in games.
Well-known sports writer and columnist with the Washington Post Express, Rick Snyder, is joining us tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Okay, talk to us about the return date for RG3. How is he doing, and how is the rehab?
Well, looks good. He just started practicing again on the field Wednesday. So, they say it's up to the doctors. You know, there's a little reluctance to run him back right away, because last year he rushed back too soon, said he was ready, went to public about it, and so you can't trust his opinion on this anymore, because you weren't ready last time. I think it takes an extra week or so. The last thing you want is to rush him back, get hurt, and then you have no idea if you need to go look for a new quarterback. And that's what the real test is here. Is he going to be able to prove anything in these last eight games or so he plays, or do they need to go quarterback shopping again and just, you know, move on from him? I don't know. I think he might actually play against Minnesota November 2nd. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised at that. Be a little surprised if he plays the Monday night game the week before against Dallas, but you never know. You never know. It's the prime time, and things happen here. I wouldn't be shocked if he played in that game, especially if they're down.
Okay, so much attention has been focused on RG3. I want to hear about the rookies for the Redskins. How have they fared so far?
The rookies really haven't seen a whole lot. You know, Breland, the cornerback, has been forced to play corner after D'Angelo Hall was hurt. He does okay. He gets beat sometimes. He makes some plays. He might be an okay player. Trent Murphy, their second-round pick, the pass rusher, has not gotten a lot of time yet, but Brian Arakpo has done so poorly, I expect Murphy may play a lot more in the last month or so of the season. Other than that, really not much to say.
Yeah, linebacker Trent Murphy, second-round pick. Okay, so let's move ahead and let's talk about your new book, 100 Things Redskin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. And obviously, we've already highlighted how turbulent it has been for this organization over the past couple of seasons. Do you remind the listener or the readers that the Redskins, I mean, they've won 3 Super Bowls.
Yeah, and they won 2 world titles early.
That's right.
30s, 40s mm-hmm. also. So has been a pretty good franchise over the years. Triumph Books out of Chicago has put 90 books out, like this series and all the different sports. They're pretty formatted. Each chapter is about 3 pages. So, you know, you can 5 minutes, you can read each chapter. And they gave me pure freedom to write about anything. There are so many great stories in this book. Things, I've been around the team 30 years. I've watched the team for 40-plus. You hear a lot of stories about something that happened. I went back and looked for them all. Things like, the RFK Stadium was going to be named LBJ Stadium if it was up to that president. But he decided, he got in a big fight with RFK, who was the Attorney General. This is a Washington politics story. Basically, RFK is assassinated in 68. LBJ won't even put the money down for him to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery next to his brother. The key Kennedy people in the cabinet remembered that stunt. And RFK is buried there. Nixon had to pay for it. But when the last days of LBJ's administration came, and he said, I want the stadium named for me when I leave, they did a quick cabinet meeting amongst them. They didn't need LBJ's permission to name the stadium because it's on national park land. And at the last minute, they named it RFK as Nemesis.
Wow.
That's pretty cool, you know, how that mm-hmm. works.
The title of the book is 100 Things Redskin Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Rick Snyder, columnist with the Washington Post Express, does outstanding work. Please check him out online. Of course, he's been joining us on the Stewart Cadillac guest line for the latest deals and models. Check out StewartCadillac.com. Rick, you look real good in driving one of those Stewart Cadillacs.
Sell enough books, and that'd be sweet. I'll get a black one.
There you go. Hey, much more straight ahead tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.